This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. When you go and visit an airport, a big airport, one thing you're sure to see is baggage, plenty of baggage, passengers carrying all sorts of baggage, getting ready to fly, and then their baggage gets loaded onto that plane as well. There's an awful lot of weight in those bags, and if you look, you notice that airports have got strict rules about how much each passenger is allowed. And of course, most of us try and pack in as much as we can, and we might even weigh the bags like I have to see if we've got reached that maximum allowance. I recently saw a poster that said, "Life is like a road trip. Enjoy each day, but don't carry too much baggage." I thought about that, and I wonder if you're carrying too much baggage in your own life. The popular Christian writer Max Lucado has written a book on this. He called it Traveling Light, Releasing the Burdens You Were Never Intended to Bear. And Max Lucado describes how every one of us carry baggage without realizing it. This is what he says. Odds are that you've got bags in your hands right now. Somewhere between your first step out of bed this morning and your last step out the door, you've walked over to the baggage carousel and loaded up. You've picked up your suitcase of guilt or a sack of discontent. You draped a duffel bag of weariness on one shoulder and a garment bag of grief on the other. Add on a backpack of doubt, an overnight bag of loneliness, and a trunk of fear. Pretty soon, you're juggling, he said, more luggage than you can handle. No wonder you're so tired at the end of the day. Carrying all that baggage is exhausting. That's Max Lucado from his book, Traveling Light. Well, baggage, it's a human condition. The question is, how do we actually deal with it? Do we embrace it? Do we learn from it? Or are we buried underneath it, unable to carry it? Well, one of the dictionaries that I read defines baggage as intangible things such as feelings, circumstances, or beliefs that get in the way. And that's interesting. We have thoughts and worries and memories and ideas that can get in the way of our growth as people. But that's what baggage is. And if we're not careful, we can take on a lot of unnecessary weight. Then there's baggage versus luggage. Can you imagine someone who goes on a hiking trip bringing 10 sports bags filled with clothes? Now, that's someone with luggage. He or she would lug those bags the whole time. That's pretty silly. You'd probably tell him that he should leave everything behind. So imagine if you're going a month-long journey to cross a desert without any supplies. I mean, that's just as silly. There's carrying too much will slow you down, but carrying nothing could end up costing you your life. So a life without cares is better than one that's full of them, but nothing can be worse than a life without Jesus. That's what I want to say today. Baggage is necessary as long as it's his baggage. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 11, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." So if you've got baggage, you've got to let go of it. The reason that you might be feeling burdened is because you're still holding on to it. God's word says to cast your burden on the Lord. That's Psalm 55, verse 22. So God does not automatically remove your burdens without your permission. He says, "Give them to me, cast them on me, let go of them." And in Hebrews 12:1 it says, "Let's throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us." And there's an easy way to remember this through ABC. Assess your baggage, search your heart. That's what the psalmist said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." B stands for beware of baggage. I mean, it can come from anywhere and it can really trip you up. You can sometimes see it in other people, but not in yourself. There's no point denying it or pretending that it's not there. C is to check, ABC, C, check your baggage. Leave it there. Drop the bags that you don't need and let him pick them up. I mean, there's no weight limit there. It doesn't cost any more for a heavier bag to leave it at the feet of God. No matter what your struggles are or your choices, check your bags at the cross. Take them to the cross of Jesus. And so it says to love God in the Bible means that we keep his commands and his commands don't weigh us down. That's in 1 John 5 verse 3. That means when we follow God, he will help us to cope. Heavenly Father, we thank you that burdens need not be there as we trust you each day. Amen.